Lesson 15. 元音, The vowel, Part 1. 听辨练习.
A. Listen, circle the corresponding number if you hear the in the word. 1. Breakfast. 2. Receive. 3. Polite. 4. Where. 5. Counter. 6. Always. 7. Beach. 8. Hard. 9. Butter. 10. Bottom. B. Write down words you hear on the tape, then fill in the blanks below. 1. A long distance. 2. Committee woman. 3. Later that day. 4. My former workmate. 5. Around 9 o'clock. 6. The manager of the company. 7. A considerable cost. 8. The federal government. 9. A former minister. 10. Feel very embarrassed. C. Listen and repeat. Notice the sound in the sentences. Another hotel will be built across the street. Nina will arrive here about 8 o'clock. She is the manager's daughter. I will remember it forever. He is a music teacher. This is a supermarket. Could you give me some advice? She wants to be a professor. This is an Indian dance. He is a bus driver. I'll buy the cup. Distant hills are greener. If I assist a sister assistant, will the sister's sister assistant assist me?
Part 2. 跟读练习.
A. Words. Initial. Annoy. Arrive. Alive. Attach. Assume. Amaze. Abroad. Alleviate. Approve. Appreciation. Medial. Was. General. Democrat. Physician. Telephone. Communication. Balloon. Pictures. Potato. Correct. Final. Camera. Data. Banana. China. Cinema. Dogma. Sofa. Russia. Drama. Zebra. B. Phrases. Wonderful weather. The day after tomorrow. Go to the theater. Moments ago. Modern facilities. Beijing Opera. Productive capacity. An admirable singer. Imaginative power. C. Form sentences using the following words. Annoy. Polite. Counter. Amount. Potato. D. Dialogue.
They are professors and government officials.
Where are they from?
Most of them are from America and Europe.
What are they doing in Beijing?
They are attending an international conference here.
Which hotel are they staying at?
They are staying at the Hilton Hotel.
E. Paragraph. When I answered the telephone this morning, I knew right away the lady had the wrong number. But it took her a long time to find out. She said her name was Mrs. Mavis and asked if I was Dr. Cooper's secretary. I told her that she had an incorrect number, but I don't think she listened to me. She told me she wanted to cancel her 2 o'clock appointment because her child was sick and she had to take care of him. I told her I was very sorry to hear that, but she still had the wrong number. Then she wanted to know if she could make an appointment next week. I told her I couldn't arrange it. I was not Dr. Cooper's secretary. Finally, she heard what I said. She wanted to know why I didn't tell her right away that she had the wrong number. Before I could answer her, she hung up. At first, I was a little upset about it. But later on in the morning, I decided it was really funny. I wanted to call up my sister and tell her about it. I guess I dialed the wrong number, and I happened to get Mrs. Mavis. You can imagine how astonished I was. I tried to explain that I had made a mistake, but she wouldn't listen. She just wanted to know how I got her telephone number. She said she couldn't understand why I was bothering her. I tried to explain again, but she talked so much and so fast that I couldn't interrupt her to say that I was sorry. I finally hung up the receiver. I still wanted to call my sister, but I was afraid I might get that lady's number again. I didn't use the telephone for the rest of the day.